Tamil Tiger rebels say two light aircraft bombed the Palali military base in the northern Jaffna Peninsula early Tuesday. The Sri Lankan military says ground forces fended off the planes with anti-aircraft fire. Rebel spokesman Rasia Ilantharian says the pre-dawn strikes, which targeted the armory and storage facilities at the base, were successful.
Two aircraft participated in the sortie. The pilots confirmed they hit their targets. They could notice the flames for a while.
Defense officials say, however, that the airstrike inflicted little damage because the guerrilla aircraft turned back under fire. They say several soldiers were killed when bombs dropped on military bunkers on the front lines. The Palali base is the headquarters for military operations against the rebels in the north and is a major supply base. Tuesday's airstrike is the second by the rebels since last month when they bombed an air force base just outside the capital, Colombo. The rebels are believed to have assembled about five light aircraft in jungle bases after smuggling them in pieces into the country. Rebel spokesman Ilantharian says they will increasingly use airstrikes in the absence of peace talks.
We are in a condition where the government is not willing to participate in a genuine peace process. Our doors for peace are open, so we have no way other than engaging all our military wings to stop these military operations of the Sri Lankan force.
Reports in Colombo say government troops could be preparing for a major assault against the rebels in the north. On Monday, the government asked Norway's ambassador to cancel a trip to the Tamil Tigers' northern stronghold, citing security concerns. The head of the government peace secretariat in Colombo, Palitha Kohona, however, says the government remains committed to a negotiated settlement with the rebels, also known as the LTTE.
If the LTTE were to provoke us or take any measures to challenge us militarily, the government will be compelled to take necessary countermeasures. And we are taking those countermeasures.
Hopes of ending Sri Lanka's quarter-century-old ethnic conflict rose in 2002 after Norway brokered a ceasefire between the two sides, but the truce is now in tatters. The rebel struggle is aimed at establishing a homeland in the north and east for the minority Tamil community. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.